Following the passage of a cold front this weekend, things cooled down across our area last night. In fact, many areas fell into the 40s for overnight low temperatures. And at Albany, temperatures fell below the 50-degree mark for the first time since late June. So finally, a nice break from all of the heat and humidity that dominated especially the second half of the summer season. And the week ahead looks beautiful across the region. Temperatures will be quite pleasant. We'll have cool nights, a little touch of humidity later on, and there's at least one shot at some showers and storms between now and Thursday. But that shot is not going to be tonight. We have high pressure in control, so we're looking at mainly clear and cool conditions through the night. Temperatures will fall back into the 40s and 50s, so if you have the windows open today, you might want to consider closing them or at least throw an extra blanket on the bed before you go to sleep tonight. Some areas of fog are likely later tonight into first thing tomorrow. And for tomorrow, any fog will burn off. We'll see bright sunshine, a mild day, but the humidity will remain in check. Temperatures will come up into the 70s and low 80s. Then on Wednesday, a cold front will approach. In advance of that front, it will turn slightly more humid, so we'll call it a bit muggy on Wednesday. And with that front coming through, there is the chance for some showers and thunderstorms. So that's the day we have the shot at some wet weather. It'll be a mild day on Wednesday with temperatures in the 70s and 80s. We'll follow that front by another shot of cool air on Thursday. Nice low humidity, very pleasant, and a definite fall feel, or at least a touch of fall in the air, as we go through Wednesday night into Thursday. A quick check in the tropics, where we have a new tropical storm this afternoon. Tropical Storm Ian formed this morning. It's well out in the open water of the Atlantic Ocean. It poses no threat to land at this time. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, morning fog will burn off, then mostly sunny and warm with low humidity, high 76 to 82. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, morning fog will burn off, then mostly sunny and warm with low humidity, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, any morning fog will burn off, then mostly sunny and warm, with low humidity, high 76 to 82. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, any morning fog will burn off, then mostly sunny and warm with low humidity, high 76 to 82. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and a bit more humid with highs in the 70s and 80s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny and cooler with lower humidity, highs mainly in the 70s with some 60s likely across the north. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.